Trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Popularity or Responsibility, by Lauren M. When I was in fifth grade, I wasn't what you would call popular. I was just known as a smart kid. I had a talent for cartooning, so one day I started drawing pictures of kids at school. I showed some people my drawings, and I was instantly popular. This was a dream come true. I couldn't wait until lunch to draw more pictures. Then I remembered that I had promised to watch over the younger children on the playground during lunch break. But I still wanted to hang out with my new cool friends. What could I do? I prayed to Heavenly Father to ask. The answer didn't come until lunchtime. I was eating and was about to choose to stay with my friends when I had a feeling that I should go do my job. I knew that the Holy Ghost had given me my answer. I watched over the children and knew in my heart that I had made the right choice. Lauren N., age 11, California. A good example. I am the oldest of seven children. Whenever I'm asked to do something, I try to do it as soon as I can. I have a new baby brother, and I'll try to help him grow in the gospel by being an example. Jacob M., age 11, Nova Scotia, Canada. A Boy Sitting Alone, by Julie F. While my friends and I were playing on the school playground, they started saying bad things about a boy who was sitting alone. He didn't have many friends, and people were often mean to him. I thought, what would Jesus do? Then I told them that we shouldn't make fun of him just because he looked different. Instead, we should be his friends. Since that day, I have never been mean to him. Julie F., age 10, Utah. Standing Strong, by Megan P. I was at a friend's birthday party with about 10 other girls. We had lots of fun. We sang karaoke, played games, made crafts, and opened presents. After the pizza and birthday cake, we decided to watch a movie. I asked my friend what it was rated. She said PG-13. I let her know that I couldn't watch it and suggested another movie. She said, "Come on, your mom is not going to know you watched it. I really want to see it." The others agreed with her. I felt uncomfortable because I didn't want to ruin her party, but I knew that I wasn't going to watch it. I said, "Okay, you watch it, and I'll watch another movie on the other TV." She thought about it and said, "Let's just all watch your movie. It will be good too. I know that it's important to stay strong and faithful to church standards. If you do, you will be blessed. The Holy Ghost will be with you." In a family home evening, I learned that I need to make choices before I am actually faced with the decision. It makes it easier to stand strong for your standards. I am thankful for friends who respected me for my choice. I know that Heavenly Father gives us commandments so that we can be happy. Megan P., age 11, Pennsylvania.
Soothing Songs, by Cannon L. My mom was driving my little brother, True, and me around in our van. True was sad. He started to cry in his car seat. I began singing songs to cheer him up. He stopped crying. I felt good to comfort my little brother. True and Cannon L., ages 2 and 5, Idaho.
The Giving Garden, by Corina C. In the summer, my dad and I plant a garden with all sorts of vegetables. My favorites are tomatoes, carrots, and potatoes. We give all the extra vegetables away to people who need them. I think the Spirit is with us when we serve others. Corina C., age 8, Arizona. End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus.